Tonight should be Le'iloi Nishmas Eliezer ben Chaim Meir, Warren's father, on the occasion of his 60th birthday. It's actually appropriate because what I wanted to discuss is the connection between the generations. When Yaakov prepares to descend to Egypt, Torah says, Vayisa Yisrael v'chol asher lo, that Israel and everything that he had in this world, Vayavo'u be'era shava, they came to Be'er Shava, Vayizbach Zvachim, and in Be'er Sheva, Leloke Aviv Yitzchak, that Yaakov, before descending to Egypt, wants to connect to his father. The Medrash says not only to his father, but to his grandfather as well. Remember what the Torah says in Parshas Vayera about Avram, Vayita Eshel Be'er Sheva, that Avram planted trees there, and the Medrash says that Yaakov took some of those trees with him. In other words, he knows he's about to descend into uncharted territory, and he takes a karban in the name of his father, Lelokei Aviv Yitzchak, and according to the Medrash, he takes these trees, these atzei shitim that Avraham Avinu planted. By the way, that's how the Medrash understands, you know, where do the Jewish people come up with atzei shitim for the purposes of construction of the Mishkan? Vasu Aron atzei shitim, all of the badim were made of wood from these atzei shitim. So it says that Yaakov had the foresight when he went down to Egypt to take these trees that Avram Avinu had planted. So the real point which emerges from all of this is the idea that facing this difficult situation where Yaakov understood that he was at a crossroads, that the galus was about to begin, so Yaakov reaches for his father and he reaches for his grandfather, and he takes some comfort in that. And the Ramban highlights the following point, which in my life I never thought of before I took a look at the Ramban this year on this Pasuk, and it's such an obvious point, and yet it's so striking. The first time Yaakov is a relatively young man that he goes into exile, the Torah says, Vayeta Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva Vayelech Harana. He left from Be'er Sheva. And he went north. So here you have exactly the same situation. Vayisa Yisrael v'chol asher lo vayavo be'er shava. And from there he's going to go south to Egypt. In other words, Be'er Sheva is always the launching point. Always the launching point of his journeys into Galus. And think about Yaakov's perspective. He's now 130 years old. He's an old man. And he's about to take his family with him to Egypt. And he's thinking, I was once a young man by myself before any of these people existed. And I was about to head north, and he's at the train station, so to speak, and think about how challenging a moment that must have been for him to realize that his life was that complicated, that it's not as if he can say, now I've come full circle, and I was a young man, and I was in Be'er Sheva, and I was getting ready to head north, and now I've come back to Israel. He's in that same train station, and he realizes that there's a whole gullus in front of him. And the Torah says, and the Ramban highlights this point, that Yisrael had a vision, b'maros halayla, v'yavo Elokim al Yisrael b'maros halayla, v'yomer Yaakov, Yaakov. And God specifically addresses him not as Yisrael, but as Yaakov. And the Ramban says, with these two words, Yaakov, not Yisrael, the galus begins. Yaakov is the name that connotes the struggles that Yaakov Avinu had to go through. Yisrael is the name that connotes majesty and royalty and triumph. Kisarisa imelokim v'anashim v'atuchal. So when God says, Yaakov, Yaakov, and Yaakov's response, Vayomer hineini, Yaakov says, I'm ready for this, whatever lies ahead. But the critical point is, again, that Yaakov only feels prepared to enter the future, to enter the challenge, ki ger yezaracha be'eretz lahem vavadum v'inu osam arba me'o shana, that Yaakov realizes that these 400 years are now going to be in full swing. How does he steel himself? Vayizbach zvachim lelokei aviv Yitzchak. He thinks of his father and what his father went through in his lifetime, number one. And number two, according to the Medrash, vayita eshal be'er shava, he takes the trees that his grandfather had planted. He says, I'll take these, I'll plant these with me in Egypt. My kids will take them, and one day we're going to leave Egypt. Pakod yivkod Elokim eschem. There's great strength to be taken in previous generations. Warren, I'm happy we're doing this on the occasion of your father's yahrzeit. But the truth is that we say it every morning, and with this we'll conclude. Right in between the Kriyat Shema and the Shemona Esrei, what do we say? Ezras Elokeinu That you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are the one that helped our fathers throughout the generation. And you will be our salvation, Livnechem Acharechem, Lador Vador, in all future generations as well. That essentially is the template that Yaakov Avinu was following in Be'er Sheva. Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lezakos Es Yisrael, Lefika Achirbam Tor Mitzvos, Shenemar, Adonai Chafetz Zeman Tzidko, Yagdil Torah V'Yadir Kaddish Derabanan.